It's June the 25th, 2010, and once again, we find ourselves at George Orwell's grave, otherwise known as Eric Arthur Blair. And this is his birthday. I was a little bit late. I stopped to trade in my motorbike for another motorbike, and I arrived here with a big smile on my face after having a wonderful drive on my new Triumph, which I'm very happy because it all feels very retro and nice and timeless, apart from round the graveside, where already there is a thin layer of technology all over the place. And along with myself, at the moment, four geeks who have arrived in good time, because people do tend to come and go, locals and people from Twitter and people that have seen socialmediapicnic.com. At the moment, we have myself, I'm Christian Payne, documentally. We have...
Fellow creative, good afternoon.
It's great to see familiar faces, and not so familiar faces, but familiar avatars. Who are you?
I'm Omajack.
And you were going to come 2008.
When I've been trying to come the last two times, but work has already got in the way. This time I've dedicated the time especially for it.
Excellent. There were a few cancellations this morning for people who didn't dedicate the time. You know who you are. And you know who you are. I know who you are.
I'm Tonto Williams on Twitter. Alan.
And we've been chatting for ages, but we've never met.
No, we haven't, not till today, so it's nice to meet you.
And you too.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. And a guy that hasn't been on Twitter very long, but he's all over the place, and he's doing a lot of good work, UK cameraman. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and it's really good to be here and to meet all the people that I've seemed to know, but never met. So yeah.
It is weird, isn't it? We're always really like, oh, how's it going? Like, we've never actually met before. So today, I guess, the idea is just to say happy birthday, George, to get together, have a bit of a geek meet, maybe talk tech, civil liberties. One missing persons is Dr. John Perivaralis, who's been here every year we've done this. And he's in Algeria at the moment, and he dropped me an email last night entitled Cat and Mouse in the Maghreb. Dear Christian, in Algiers, an equivalent number of policemen, often armed with Kalashnikovs, do the work of London's CCTV cameras. As in the UK, photographers are equated with terrorists in Algeria, but with better reason. In the 1990s civil war, Islamists often identified those who they were going to assassinate by photographing them. For want of Google Maps, they also photographed buildings that they were going to blow up. But at least the work of surveillance has a human face here. The only way I am able to work here as a photographer is by using an iPhone or a Canon G11 with a swivel screen. The iPhone is an inconspicuous camera to use in a country swimming in jailbroken units. The crumbling buildings and vibrant trade in pirated technology remind me of Blade Runner. I'm told that in Annabar, near the Tunisian border where I'm going next, I may even be assigned to my own personal policeman. He will be there to attempt to ensure that no photographs are taken. It may well be a cat and mouse game all the way. Well, thank you, John, for sending that. And sorry you can't be here. You're definitely here in spirit. And we're going to have a chat and maybe a sandwich or two. And definitely a beer.